Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we get started, we wanted to tell you about another podcast that we think Forever 35 listeners will love. It's called Wine and Crime. Their tagline is, "Join three friends as they chug wine, chat true crime, and unleash their worst Minnesotan accents." And I have to say, it is truly delightful. The three of them are childhood friends who all grew up in Minnesota but are now scattered across the globe. They Skype their podcast, which is a level of commitment that I feel like I would not be able to maintain.
Very impressive.
And their show is, I would describe it as darkly hilarious, fiercely feminist, well-researched. It's definitely NSFW, and it will also satisfy your morbid curiosities. Each week, they choose a different true crime topic. I really enjoyed their recent episode on royal kerfuffles. But another one of my faves is horse crimes.
You know I love a horse story.
And I also really enjoyed their episode on stupid scammers.
Again, a hot top. What right? I would love a stupid horse scammer.
Exactly. And then they pair each true crime theme with a bottle of wine. So it's just real cute. They also really just delve into the psychology and stats behind each theme. And then they cover two relevant true crime cases, always a mix of well-known and obscure ones. So Wine and Crime is available wherever you get your podcast. So give it a listen. And here's the show.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are two friends who love to talk about serums.
And this here in your ears is a mini episode.
Sure is.
This is where we take your emails.
Your voicemails.
Your messages.
Sometimes.
That's about it. Emails and voicemails is where we're at. If you would ever like to reach us with a question or a comment, you can call us at 781-591-0390 or shoot us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com. So we received an email about a topic that I feel like you in particular are very passionate about.
Yes.
Why don't I read it?
Please.
And maybe you can take the lead on answering
okay.
this. And I'll chime in. Here's the email. I'm doing something wrong with dry shampoo. Help! The powders seem too messy and hard to distribute evenly. The sprays either don't do anything or leave too much residue in my hair. What am I doing wrong? How am I a 40-year-old woman who can't figure out dry shampoo? I have a new baby and an active lifestyle, so I feel like figuring this out would really help my day-to-day routine. Thanks, ladies.
Well, as you know, one of our sponsors, Living Proof, is legitimately one of my favorite dry. I mean, it is my favorite dry shampoo.
Yes, we were raving about it before
they sponsored us,
yes.
And now they sponsor us, so it's even better. One of the things that Living Proof says to do, which I didn't realize the first couple times I used it, and then subsequently realized, is you're supposed to spray it in your hair and then wait 30 seconds, and then tousle.
Uh-huh.
So
interesting.
You give it a little bit of time to kind of settle in, and then you spread it around kind of.
And have you practiced that?
Yes. So when I use the dry shampoo, that is how I do it. And I find that that is the most effective way of not leaving residue, not leaving any sort of like powdery anything. So I usually start at the crown of my head, with what used to be my bangs, which are now growing out, and I kind of spray the roots. Also, you don't want to spray too close to your head. I would say like
12 inches, yeah, 16 inches.
I feel like they say it on the thing. I think it's 8 to 12 inches. And then I usually like pick up my hair in sections and kind of spray the roots.
Oh, wow. I kind of have the same problem as the listener.
Mm.
Like I like dry shampoo, but I feel like I'm not using it in the right way.
Okay. I really get at the roots.
Yeah. I think I just spray my head. So okay. I need to be doing more root work.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
I kind of do it in sections, spray the sections, wait 30 seconds, tousle, and then I'm good.
And then you're done.
And then I'm done. I would also say I think a little bit does go a long way.
Too much almost might start weighing your hair down.
Yes. And so I think you can also start with just a little bit, see how it looks. And then if you need to add.
Right. Don't do a big spray up
exactly.
top. The other suggestion I'm going to make, which I haven't done this, but I feel like it's kind of what I do when I need help.
Okay.
Is I Google how to use dry shampoo. And I Google, at least search this on YouTube. I bet on YouTube there is a dry shampoo tutorial.
Oh.
In fact, I will search after we record. But yeah, that's kind of when I don't know how to do something, I now just look on YouTube.
You're like my husband.
Am I?
Yeah.
Except he's like learning guitar chords and I'm like learning French braids.
He might be learning French braids. I don't know.
I mean, I would always looking for someone new to French braid my hair. So listener, I hope that helps.
Yeah, same.
Should we take a voicemail?
Yeah, let's take a voicemail.
Hi, ladies. My name is Diana. I'm from the Kansas City area, and I love your show. I heard about it from my sister, Angela Zorro, who lives in Texas, and I've been hooked ever since. And now I'm ahead of her because I caught up on all of the episodes, and she's still catching up. I do have more time than her since I'm a mom. But my question is about mascara. Basically, I want a mascara that is vegan, cruelty-free, isn't outrageously priced, and that actually comes off my eyes. So if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear.
People like Thrive Cosmetics mascara.
I'm not familiar with that.
That has gotten recommended several times in the Facebook group.
As a cruelty-free
yes.
vegan brand.
Yes, and their mascara in particular.
I want to recommend something I got via like one of a Sephora sample situation where you use your points to get something. And here's my recommendation. I'm just double checking to make sure it is cruelty free, but I'll get to that. This is vegan. It is Tarte. And it is called Lights, Camera, Lashes.
Mm.
And I got the sample. I've been using it. I used it the other day. I really like it. You can get the little like, not a sample size, but a travel to go size on their website, on the Tarte website for $12. And the full size over on Sephora is $23.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's within your price range or not. Maybe you can make your sister buy it for you as a present.
Yeah.
But I have really like it. It comes off easily, though they do make a waterproof one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vegan. Now, is Tarte a cruelty-free company? They're not tested on animals, and I believe Tarte is not sold in China. So I would do your due diligence.
Who are they owned by? Do we know?
Okay, so Tarte is owned by a company that is called Kosei. It's K-O-S-E.
Okay.
And it's, I believe, a Japanese company.
Oh.
Now, Tarte does not test on animals, but from what I am reading, and this might be, again, do your own research, not an expert, just a Googler, but I believe the parent company may test on animals. Mm-hmm. So whatever your commitment to cruelty-free is, this might not be the right brand for you. But if you're curious, I really like it.
Okay.
And I would say this is a great question for our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. There's also a natural beauty Facebook group.
Oh, I mean, it just is nonstop.
I know.
So if you are a Facebook user, maybe pop in there.
Yeah.
Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Hold up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. So, Kate, we got an email
that I
would love to read. Can we talk clothes, please? Why, yes, we can. I think I have a pretty solid system going for clean clothes, but, and this is embarrassing, clothes that I wear and aren't yet dirty kind of end up in a pile on the floor. I feel weird about hanging them along the actually clean clothes, but what do people do with them? Am I being weird about not putting them back into the clean clothes? What do you two do?
First, let me start by saying there's nothing weird about you.
No.
Even if you were like snuggling with those clothes at night. I don't know. I mean, nobody's habit is weird. We all do different things and then we reveal them to each other and discover nobody does the thing that we do. But I don't think you're weird. I am a very bad putter awayer of clothes, period. Dirty, clean, it all piles. So I want to just say I'm in solidarity with you as a fellow piler of clothes. I do think though, I've never felt the urge of not being able to hang up the half dirty clothes.
Yeah,
put them right back in there.
I don't consider them half dirty.
No, they're fully clean.
I consider them fully clean, still clean. They're not dirty until they're dirty.
There's some truth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think if you've worn something and it doesn't, it's not stained or odoriferous,
yeah,
hang it back up or put it in the drawer.
Yeah, that's my standard. You know, even if it's stained, you sometimes don't even have to like wash the whole thing. Like I was wearing this new jumpsuit, this new maternity jumpsuit I'm trying to wash my clothes before I wear them now because that is theoretically more sanitary, which is something that I've not always done. So I washed this jumpsuit. It was not tumble dry. You had to air dry it. So I hang it up, blah, blah, blah. I wear it. And then I like splattered sour cream on it.
Delicious. I wonder what you were eating. It sounds Blitzes.
Good.
Ooh, yum.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn it. I don't want to just like wash this again. So I just put some woolite on it, scrubbed it a little bit, and then hung it over my shower door, and it was fine.
Like your own personal dry cleaner.
Yeah.
I would say, listener, if putting clothes that you've worn but aren't totally dirty back in your closet or drawer feels uncomfortable for you, what if you got yourself a nice little basket? Go to Target or, I don't know, IKEA, hit up the place. Get yourself like kind of a straw basket and instead of leaving a pile on the floor, fold up the half dirty, half clean clothes and put them in the basket. No? Dory's giving a
face. Kate, I like this in theory.
Okay.
But I'll tell you my concern with
what
it.
What is it?
Based on my own personal experience, which is that when something is in a basket, say, or some sort of opaque container, I don't use it. I need to see it if it's clothing. So it either needs to be hung up or it needs to be folded in a drawer in a manner in which I can actually see it.
What about if this listener had a little clothing rack for the in-betweens?
Okay.
Or a drawer. You sequester a drawer. Sequester the right word to use here. You sanction a drawer. And that drawer is for your in-between clothes.
Or, I like that. I like the drawer. I also think you could set aside like part, like a section of your closet.
Yes, it's that simple.
And that could be where you hang the half dirty things. Or you could just do as Kate and I do and not worry about it.
Yeah, I really feel like we just click and clacked that answer. Didn't that feel like we were as close to click and clack as we're going to get?
Anyone have a car question?
So listener, I think it's totally normal. I would just say find a way to keep your space organized is all, so you don't feel like you're living in clutter.
Way to just sum it up.
Thank you so much, Dory. Yeah. We've got one more break here.
Okay.
Let's hop in.
All right.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So we have one more voicemail to play that's a follow-up on last week's mini episode.
Okay.
All right. This person had some thoughts that I thought they made a good point.
Okay.
Hey, ladies. This is Nicole, longtime listener, first-time caller. I was just listening to your advice that you gave to the woman who had the friend reach out after a year and a half. And I will say something that you didn't really bring up, but that might be at play. I personally have struggled with depression and have had things happen, you know, completely exterior to my friendship, you know, my dad passing away, you know, starting a new business, you know, a lot of like kind of stressful life things. And sometimes I drop off the radar for a while. It's not because I don't care about someone or because I'm jealous of them or anything. It's just because like I just have low bandwidth. And, a couple of my really good friends will check in with me during these times and I'm not actually trying to be high maintenance. I'm just kind of putting my head down and doing what I need to do. So anyway, if this person's reaching out after a year and a half graduate school, it could be that maybe they were concentrating their efforts on getting a good job, or maybe something happened in their family and they just kind of had to put their heads down for a while and get through it. And she's reaching back out to say, hey, I value our friendship. Sorry I dropped off the face of the earth. I know I've certainly done that a few times. Anyway, just want to give the benefit of the doubt there. But you certainly don't have to revive a friendship if you don't want to. Just, you know that sometimes other people's silence, it has nothing to do with you. It just mostly has to do with them and what they're going through. Hope that helps. Thanks. Bye.
I mean, that is certainly a more generous and charitable interpretation than I had.
Well, you know, listening to this voicemail, I was like, oh, right. There have been times when I've been pretty depressed that I kind of hold up for a few months and let the ball drop on some relationships. And I do think that this listener made a good point that's something as I get older, I try to be more conscious of, which is everybody has shit going on. And most of the time their actions have nothing to do with you and have everything to do with whatever struggles or challenges or experiences they're having in life.
Yeah.
And I forget that sometimes.
Totally. I mean, and we also heard from a couple other listeners who didn't think that the letter writer had made enough of an effort to reach out to the
other
friend.
Yeah.
Which is also a fair point and something that I don't think was totally clear in the email. I assumed that she had reached out and had been rebuffed, but maybe I misinterpreted that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, the interesting thing, I liked what this voicemail leaver said about the friends who have checked in. You know, I think you kind of just have to, every friendship is different. So some, you know, it's like you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like some friendships are worth.
Kate, I got to run.
Uh-oh. Well, this is the end of Forever 35.
I'm folding them.
You know what I'm saying, right? Like
no,
some might be, some friendships might be toxic and you got to leave. Other friendships might be worth, you know, digging in there.
Yeah. Sometimes there are circumstance things that came up that you can overcome.
And approaching it with empathy, as this caller suggested, is great advice. So thank you, caller, for bringing that to our attention. I thought you made a good point.
Yeah. Thank you.
On that note, this is the end of the road for us today.
Wow. That sounded final.
It did, didn't it?
Sure did.
Just the end of this mini episode, not the end of the actual road.
Thank God. Okay. It's been a joy and a pleasure.
Yeah. And thank you all so much for listening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.